Just one halakha regarding the yagmidot that we say during the tefillah, that would begin from Vayavod Hashem al Pana, Vayikra Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum Vehanun, etc. This tefillah, as was mentioned previously in halakha, is probably one of the oldest tefillot on record, and was actually authored by God Himself. And He said that whenever Klal Yisrael will say this prayer, they will be answered. This prayer has the ability to break through the heavens and to get Borei Olam to be merciful with His people. Because it is so holy, Hachamim tell us that it should be said with a minyan. However, when one is alone and not saying with a minyan, then he can read them, but he must read them with their ta'amim. For example, if you look at the Sidurim, some of them have the actual ta'amim from the Torah that these words have, and then one would have to recite them with the actual ta'amim. With the Sibur, however, it is permissible just to read it without actually saying the ta'amim. So the question is, let's say you started the Ya'avor with the Sibur, and you're saying a little slower than the Sibur. And now midway in the Vayavor, the Sibur finished, and you're still going. Do you have to finish it with the Ta'amim, or do you say, since you started with them, so then already you can continue without the Ta'amim? So this is a question, it's actually a machloket between the Ben Ish Chai and Hacham Avadiyah. The Ben Ish Chai says, once you started with the Sibur, it's okay even if you finish without the Sibur. One of the proofs they bring to this is from the Gemara that says if you started, let's say, Kaddish with 10 people, and then some people left in the middle of the Kaddish, you're able to finish the Kaddish, since you started with a Minyan. So the same thing is, since you started by Yavon with a Minyan, so you could finish it, the individual, even without Ta'amim, since he started with the Minyan. Hacham Avadiyah rejects this proof, because even by the case of Kaddish, you have to be remaining with six people. Which means if four people walk down, you have six guys left, you can continue saying the Kaddish. So he wants to say the same thing by Vayavor. If you started with 10, and then four guys read fast, and you're left with six, then you can continue reading it without Ta'amim. But if you're the only guy, or two, three guys left, you're considered an individual, and therefore you have to finish the rest of the paragraph with the Ta'amim. So Hacham Avadiyah's rule basically is, unless you have six people reading with you, so then already you'd have to read it with the ta'amim, as long as you started with 10. So again, you started with 10 people, and then the kahal was faster than you, and you're in the middle of it, you would have to finish it with the ta'amim, unless there is six people left. Now that's very hard to ascertain in the middle of praying, who's left with you and who's what. But usually it happens is that the hazan or the kahal is a little fast, and sometimes there's a guy that's lagging behind, so he has to keep in mind that even though he may have started with them, he must finish with the ta'amim, because now he's considered an individual. We follow Hacham Avadiyah on this. I want to point out, some people have the custom to count the yagmidot with their hands. You see them like they count the spices of the ketoret. They count the 13 attributes. Hacham Avadiyah is against this, only because there is a great machloket, what are the 13? So he says, it's not up to us to decide which shita is right in how to count the 13. It's not like the 11 spices of the ketoret, where everybody agrees those are the 11 spices, so you can count them. So therefore, by yagmidot, it's better off not to count the yagmidot, and just let Borei Olam make the count exactly according to what it is in its emet. So again, we said two halachot. Number one, saying yagmidot without ta'amim when you're with the sibur, with ta'amim when you are biyahid, with ta'amim if you started with the sibur and you end up alone because they did faster than you, and also not to count them with your fingers.